This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, keeping the waterways moving, too. Thanks for all you do. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the all-new website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, it's another eyebrow-lifting piece that the Liberal Atlantic magazine has written, which recently published an article suggesting that President Trump had disparaged fallen soldiers. The record of achievement of the Peace Laureates is really pretty spotty here, and the rationales for their awards seem to be such that the committee should take a long break to consider whether peace is a category coherent enough to be worth recognizing, so said staff writer Graham Wood. He also wrote, peace had its chance and blew it. The Trump nomination helped show why. Second nomination for a Nobel Peace Prize for our president.
Okay, well, is there a question in any of that?
There's a statement, and the statement is he got nominated for a second Nobel Peace Prize, and
well,
right away the Atlantic did their thing.
You know, the Trump administration, you know, and certainly I think led by Trump, is he's taken on foreign policy in a very different manner, assertive manner, I might add, as compared to what the Obama-Biden administration did. Now, you know, he has gone where the Obama administration never went, and that is North Korea. We tend to forget that. And I heard the other day, well, all this with North Korea, Juan Williams, they're still launching missiles. Well, they haven't launched a missile in many, many months, correct? A
couple of years, I think.
No, I don't know if it's been that long, but
okay.
Okay, so it was a big, huge deal to, you know, have these summits with Kim Jong-un.
Mm-hmm.
And you now have four Middle Eastern countries that have formal relationships with Israel. You've got Egypt, Jordan, excuse me, United Arab Emirates, and now Bahrain. Now that's significant. And we've been kind of wondering why, you know, is it safe to be withdrawing troops and announcing that we are withdrawing troops, out of Iraq? Well, now we're beginning to understand necessarily why, are we not? Because if you have got four countries, that And certainly, you know, I think Saudi Arabia has really a relationship, but they're just not saying it officially because Netanyahu has met with the, you know, the top representatives of the kingdom many times.
Yeah.
And that Saudi Arabia actually hates Iran more than Israel hates Iran. So you can actually put Saudi Arabia in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're beginning to understand how we can legitimately wean ourselves out of a footprint in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can say so much about, you know, Afghanistan, because I don't trust the Taliban. But the Taliban was the only, the Taliban and then Cuba were the only two foreign, in Iran, were the only ones that the Obama Biden administration took on. But what did it get us with Iran? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What did it get us with Cuba? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They had their chance to, you know, set China on their heels, and they didn't. They had their chance to deal with Maduro of Venezuela before the country went into a complete tailspin and didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you know, Venezuela is being propped up by Cuba. So, you know, Trump deserves the nomination. Doesn't mean that he gets it.
Right.
And it doesn't mean that, you know, the nomination has been approved by the committee, so he is, you know, one of them. It's just that his name has been put on the table, stuck in the hat. Okay, so the Atlantic can just chill out. They're not telling the whole story in context.
Speaking of chilling out, the Chinese government has given hundreds of thousands of people a test vaccine. Do we know what vaccine it is?
Oh, whatever they've done. No, I don't have any idea.
Okay, because that could be interesting.
Well, let's understand that they do what they're going to do. You know, like Russia, they're doing what they're doing with the vaccine. So it's very independent of the work that the United States is doing.
Yeah, and finally, before we go to break, it looks like L.A., the city of L.A., may have had the virus hit it several weeks before the first official U.S. case hit the charts.
Oh, let's not forget, you know, they got Chinatown.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. By the way, we're going to talk about the Durham investigation, what happened there, something significant yesterday. And the Attorney General, William Barr, had something significant to say yesterday as well. I don't know what's going to happen, but Lindsey Graham seems to think that the you-know-what's going to hit the fan here pretty quick. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by our friends at BalanceOfNature.com. Now, I'll tell you something. If you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating the right kind of foods, and you're certainly not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, I got a deal for you. It's called the Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggie Capsules. Now, they work. I mean, they work. My blood pressure has been lowered. I've been losing some weight. I haven't been stacking on candy bars and all that crap during the middle of the night. I don't even feel the urge to want to eat it anymore. But for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at all the different products they have to offer there, including the fruit and veggie capsules, and then use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Remember, if you want to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to save 35% on your order, balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is back with us again. Hello, hello.
Hello.
The Durham investigation kind of got a little monkey wrench thrown in the works. One of the senior investigators that had been with U.S. Attorney Durham for a while, apparently she was identified as a Democrat investigator, has decided to leave his team.
Yes. She actually works for the Department of Justice and was assigned to his team and had worked with him in the U.S. Attorney's Office for a lot of years. So she has resigned, and apparently It's because she feels like that there's pressure being put on the Durham investigation to get things out quickly. I have a sense that somebody has decided to find out who was on the team, and some law firm has stepped up and said, whatever you're getting paid, we'll pay you more. Get off the team, come over to us, and then tell us what's going on. That's kind of what I'm thinking really is happening.
Well, that happens
because
a lot.
It certainly does.
Yep.
Because actually two other attorneys yesterday from the Department of Justice also left. And so that tells me that the Democrats have some fear of what may come, and they're going to try and get it out of these attorneys. So there's actually three of them.
Well, Lindsey Graham.
The other two, by the way, were not assigned to the Durham team, but that doesn't mean that they don't know what's going on with the Durham investigation.
Okay, and Lindsey Graham is all excited about something, and he says, "Stay tuned."
Yes, he says. You know, he said 10 or 12 days. So right now, it's kind of like I got a secret, but I can't tell you.
Yeah, and the other thing is Attorney General Barr has unloaded. Not only on some of the folks on the other side of the aisle, but he unloaded big time on the media yesterday, calling them a collection of liars. Well, I can agree with that one.
Well, we all can, especially when, a lie can also be omissions because they're not telling the whole truth, or they're purposely hiding other things. And you know, a couple of the networks didn't say a blasted word about this new agreement, peace agreement between Israel and Bahrain.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, they're not giving you the news. That's big. And they chose not to say it at all.
By the way, the long-delayed trial for the 9/11 plotters has now been set back by COVID-19. Now, they were supposed to be brought up, my understanding was, sometime during the summer on charges, and their trial was supposed to start down there at Guantanamo, but it's not happening.
I know that a lot of what is done down there is done by video anyway, so it may have slowed some things down. I know that they're not inviting the press anymore to be a part of the hearings and whatnot. So I just think it's really just kind of slowed down. It's not that it could not happen.
Now, this is wild. A judge in Minnesota yesterday barred the sloppy prosecutors from the case of the ex-cops charged in George Floyd's death. That's amazing.
Look, there's going to be a lot of machinations in that particular case. There's going to be appeals. They're going to move it out of state, or they're going to certainly move it out of, the city and put it someplace else. There's going to be a lot going on. I think, when it comes to evidence, what will be allowed and not allowed, that one's far from being settled.
By the way, a court down here, a Florida judge, said that the Florida felons must pay their fines and their fees before they can vote. We've been there before. We're there again.
That was an appeals judge, by the way. Mm-hmm. So, that's part of their sentencing. So, you finish everything and then you can go about your merry way. So I think that one's going to be pretty well final because that was the appeals court.
Okay, good. And then you like football, right?
I do.
The opening night audience on television was down anywhere from 11 to 16%. Take your pick on what you want to look at, but that's what the first numbers were for the first game of the season. Wonder what's going to happen come Sunday.
Yeah, you know, the shine has certainly been taken off the sport, and it's really kind of a shame because not all players are buying into this, you know, politically correct Black Lives Matter, you know, kind of thing. And certainly, you know, former NFL players. But what's happening here is, for the sake of the teams, individual teams, and the pressure that they're getting, it's kind of like they kind of have to be all in or nothing. And that includes the commissioner. That includes the top office. And let's not forget that these players are unionized.
Yeah.
And that also kind of hurts the whole thing. But, you know, what's particularly fascinating is that viewership for all sports is down significantly. And that's a shame. It is for tennis and it is for baseball and you know, until, if things ever get back to some level of normal, I'm not sure that we know what that is going to be, what the next normal is going to be. We're just in a bad way.
You remember the McCloskeys over there near St. Louis with their guns being taken away and all that stuff from being charged? Okay, well, now 9 St. Louis Black Lives Matter protesters have received citations after the confrontation with the McCloskeys. They've been able to identify them, and now they're going to have to be in court.
Well, citations were mailed to them.
Wonderful.
Yes, and they were only for trespassing.
Okay.
So it kind of means nothing as far as these trespassers are concerned.
Was it criminal trespass, by the way?
I don't think so, but I don't know that. But it's a gesture, as I see it. They were mailed. So it's not like they were arrested. Here's a ticket in the mail, like jaywalking or, you know, you didn't pay your toll. It's toll booth.
Okay. All right, well, we'll see what happens there, because, again, criminal trespass, the fine is about twice as high as the other one is, so we'll see what goes on. By the way, Bill Maher surprised the hell out of everybody. He blasted the media for defending looting as a legitimate form of protesting.
Well, yeah, you know, all we keep hearing is peaceful protests. Well, the peaceful protests are being, you know, minimized by the militancy. So,
yep.
The peaceful protesters, your message is now lost.
All right.
And I think that's what he's saying.
We will talk to you on Monday morning. Go Bucks. I know you're going to be watching the game to see if Tom Brady's a real Tom Brady, right?
Who?
All right. We'll see you later. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. She actually is a big-time Atlanta Falcons fan, so there you go. But anyway, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hackers working for Russia, China, and Iran have recently escalated their attacks around the United States presidential race. Microsoft's Vice President of Customer Security and Trust, Tom Burt, wrote in a blog post that the company's cybersecurity experts have recently seen large upticks in hackers targeting political campaigns. The announcement comes as the presidential campaigns are now pushing into the final 2 months of the race, one that has national security officials as well as private companies on edge after Russia's election manipulation efforts in 2016. While attackers from all three countries have been spotted targeting people tied to Biden and Trump's campaign, Russia's GRU, its military intelligence agency, remains the biggest threat, according to John Holtquist, the director of intelligence at Mandiant. In a separate technical blog post, Microsoft found that both China and Iran have been attacking the Trump campaign. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it's time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. We're going to tell you where they're at right after they get a chance to tell you what they can do for you. So, listen up, America. Here they come.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to better serve you. One is in Concord, Mass, outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're over on the other side of the bay in Clearwater, here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, you can become an aviation maintenance tech in 14 short months, and you will be well on your way towards controlling your financial security forever. because you can make a lot of money as an aviation maintenance tech simply by applying yourself and giving your God-given abilities to the best of your ability and getting all the work that you can working on aircraft. Now, there's all kinds of different ways to do that. The best way is to go to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And I want you to take a tour of their campus. The way to do that is to give them a call, 800-659-2080. Take a tour of one of the two National Aviation Academy campuses. You'll be so impressed. Again, the number, 800-659-2080. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because you'll get the white gloves tour. And you're going to love it. You are absolutely flat out going to love the opportunity. Now, the day for many is frozen in time. I'm talking about September 11, 2001. Much like Pearl Harbor or the Kennedy assassination. Those who played witness to the events of September 11th remember where they were, how they felt, who they were with the day of the attacks. It's something that won't go away anytime soon, nor should it. And people need to remember, not so much September 11, 2001, but how about remembering the way you felt about noontime on September the 12th, 2001, when you couldn't find an American flag anywhere in the stores. They'd all been bought up. Everybody was flying them. America was one. We can get there again, folks. We can certainly get there again. The Antifas, the Black Lives Matters of the world, they're on the losing end of the spectrum, and they've got to know it by all the different public apathy that's against them. They've got to know it. Their cause is not going to work. By the way, the NFL is not completely supporting the BLM movement. That was obvious by seeing that only one person took a knee during the national anthem. Everybody else was standing that was on the field. So it's something to think about. Now, service members should check their mail for an invitation to participate in a survey that will help researchers track the health risks of deployment, military occupations, and general military service for decades to come. You see it come in the mail, fill it out, and get it done, see what you can do. By the way, former Vice President Joe Biden said this week that he supports drawing down troops in the Middle East, but if elected president, he would keep a small force there to prevent extremists from posing a threat to the United States or any of our allies. Well, I wonder what a small force would mean. Certainly wouldn't be 500. 1,000, 1,500, 2,000. I'd say 2,000 to 3,000 people is what he's talking about, which is exactly what the president's doing at the moment. By the way, Air Force B-52 bombers and Marine Corps F-35s joined dozens of other aircraft for a high-end flight exercise over the North Sea this week, marking the latest show of force by Allied aircraft in Europe. And the U.S. military had to send air crews off the peninsula for live fire training due to local disputes with South Koreans over the noise and other complaints, General Robert Abrams said. The long-awaited peace talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government's negotiating team are beginning today in the Gulf Arab state of Qatar. The Taliban and Qatar's foreign ministry announced that. We'll see where that goes. Now, the Trump administration's effort to reallocate the U.S. military headquarters that oversees operations in Africa could cost about $1 billion and create a new diplomatic and logistical challenge. We'll see what happens there. And the Afghan government and the Taliban are to meet today to open negotiations about power sharing after years of relentless war and the differences on major issues are still vast, to say the least. Now, the new Pentagon directive that essentially updates its charter, which calls for an increased oversight from specific department offices, would put programs developed within the agency on more solid ground, according to the head of the Missile Defense Agency. And the Defense Department is rescinding its order to shut down the military's independent newspaper, the Stars and Stripes, in a wake of a tweet received last week by President Donald Trump vowing to continue funding the paper. So we'll see where that goes. And a Pentagon watchdog, for the second time this year, has faulted the U.S. Department of Defense on how it responds when children on military bases are sexually assaulted. Well, they should respond. That should be a priority, in my opinion, but it kind of sounds like from what they're saying there that maybe it's not. You kind of get that sense of things. We'll see if we can figure that out. By the way, in a year when the coronavirus pandemic has reshaped countless of American rituals, even the commemoration of September 11th could not escape unchanged, as you probably saw social distancing going on there, big time. So, again, we'll see what we have to see. By the way, the long-awaited presidential memorial honoring Dwight David Eisenhower will be dedicated and unveiled in Washington, D.C. on September the 17th, more than 20 years after Congress agreed to commission it. Wow. Double wow. The 82nd Airborne released the name this week of its paratrooper who died after experiencing a static line parachute malfunction the day before. And the U.S. Army's future vertical lift program is getting significant levels of attention from militaries around the globe, eight of which have already sent letters of interest to the service and the head of the FBL program. We'll see what happens there when they get their hands on that. One never knows now, do they? And at Victory Tower at Fort Jackson, South Carolina, at a recent steamy South Carolina morning, some 260 Echo Company recruits gathered for only the second time in their 3 weeks at the Army's largest combat training center. And amidst the coronavirus, the Army is definitely moving on. All right, we're coming back. Final segment of the program for the weekend edition. Don't go anywhere. We'll have a lot more to tell you here. We're going to do the beach and boating forecast, and then we'll wrap up with a couple of things here. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed you are. Thank you very much, Kevin Jackson. And you can hear him on many of these same stations all across the country. Alrighty, it's time for the beach and boating forecast, and here we go. Alrighty, for today it's going to be an interesting day in the water, because wait till you hear this forecast. It's going to be breezy, downright windy this afternoon with showers and thunderstorms, as the winds will be coming out of the east with this tropical depression number 19 coming in our direction. Winds will be out of the east at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Now, seas will be 2 to 4 feet. Definitely it'll be choppy. It'll be a bit rough out there. Might want to be real careful and not think about going very far out into the water, if at all. They may put up a small craft advisory later. Now, the Gulf water temperature is 89 degrees. The bay water temperature, 88 degrees. We had our low tide at 4:20 just a little while ago. And our high tide is coming at 9:27 a.m. Again, it will be breezy. There will be some showers and thunderstorms later today as this tropical depression starts to make its presence felt here in Florida. Now, it's coming across, will be affecting South Florida, will be affecting Key West, will be getting brushed to the side over here, the right side of it, as it goes out into the Gulf very slowly. Looks like sometime Tuesday over Wednesday could be a Category 1 hurricane, could be headed towards New Orleans. Now, we all know that there's just nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water. And the Freedom Boat Club likes to call it sun sanitizing. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. Load up on plenty of sunshine, vitamin D, and have a great time out on the water with your friends and family, and sun sanitize too. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. They have 232 locations across America. And if you join the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, the largest of all the franchises, 29 locations and over 500 boats, you can take advantage of that reciprocity all across the country. Now, remember, you just call them up, make a reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water, soaking up the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. The number for the Freedom Boat Club, toll-free all across the United States, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. Give them a call. You want to become a member? That's another way to do it right there. Or just go to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did, because you're going to save a bunch of money. And you'll be able to find out what we already know about the Freedom Boat Club, and that is they are the best at what they do, bar none. The best at what they do, bar none. Now today, 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock, I'll be down at Port Charlotte at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds for the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show down there. To find out more about that, you can go to twoguysshows.com, the website, or just show up at the fairgrounds at 9 o'clock and take a look and see at all the different things they'll have. Ammunition, of course, is in short supply. It'll go fast, so you got to get there early if you want it. And guns, yep, they got them. Military surplus, yep, got that. Bows and arrows, yep, I know they got that. Fishing poles and whatnot, yep, got those too. And some other interesting things there. Now, I'm there, and I'll be giving away some free stuff, so hope to see you there. Stop on by. Say howdy, howdy. Again, the Charlotte County Fairgrounds right across the street from the Tampa Bay Rays Charlotte Stone Crabs Ballpark. So we have a lot of fun. I wish the team was playing. I didn't go watch a baseball game, but that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Now, yesterday, of course, folks, was Patriot Day, 2020, September 11th. A lot of people were out doing a lot of different things, a lot of commemorative ceremonies and celebrations, if you will, celebrations of life were being held yesterday. I had the honor of being at the Bel Air Country Club with the Bel Air Republican Women's Club over there, speaking in front of them. They had the largest crowd that they've had for one of their luncheons yesterday, which I guess was a sign of the fact that people wanted to get out and go somewhere. Met a lot of good people there, a lot of great, made a lot of new friends there. Happy to see that. Always happy to talk to folks. Met a deputy fire chief from Tampa City. I'll be speaking to one of your classes soon, one of your training classes soon. Can't wait to have that opportunity because teaching them what we learned from our peers, there's no I, me, or my in the fire service. It's all about we. It's a we thing. There's no individual people that are operating on their own, lone wolves, call it whatever you want, because the fire service is too dangerous, just like the police department. It's not I go, it's we go. It's the way it's supposed to be anyway. So, September 11th, 2020, the 19th anniversary, was very, very special for me and for everybody else, I'm sure, that was out and about doing things. George Godfather, always a pleasure, my friend. Colonel Jim, always a pleasure. Saw the Colonel, was with the Colonel yesterday, too, for a while. And, program reminder, I'll be on my flagship station tonight on the Brooke Talks America show. She comes on at 7 p.m. I'll be on. You want to tune in and listen to her, pardon me, special tribute to September 11th. You'll be able to hear me talking about some things there. Part of what I said was what I said in the speech that I gave over at the Bel Air Women's Republican Club. So think about that. Think about that. Now, the other thing is, I want to tell you about Moss Nissan before I go. Because Moss Nissan has got locations in Newport Richey, Crystal River, and now Florida Avenue in Tampa with the all-new Moss Acura right beside the Moss Nissan dealership there. And the You Serve, You Save program saves them, you folks out there, a lot of money. And I will tell you that all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, all pastors and faith workers get a discount of 20% work done in your vehicle in their service department. They can handle all makes and models, I might add. And, of course, when you buy a new vehicle or certified pre-owned, you get a discount there on that. And if you tell them the captain sent you, guess what? You're going to get $500 off the vehicle you're looking at, certified, pre-owned, or new. So remember, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Acura and Moss Nissan at Newport Richey, Crystal River, and now Florida Avenue in Tampa, home of the all-new Moss Acura and MossNissan.com. Stop on by. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. Great, great, great family dealership. Great family dealership. Very happy to have something to do with them because they are the best at what they do. And I bought a lot of vehicles over the years at a lot of different places. And I've never been treated so good as I have over at Moss Nissan and Moss Acura, I might add. By the way, a little statistic for you before we go. At the World Trade Center, we know we lost firefighters. We know we lost NYPD officers. We know we lost EMS officers. Did you know there were 55 members of the military, the active duty military, who were stationed in the downtown New York area at the World Trade Center and very close by that perished at the World Trade Center trying to help get people out? 55 members perished. People don't remember that. They don't remember that. And Al, yeah, you're right, Al, but guess what? I can do it. I've done it before. I can handle it, Al. All righty. And, again, we're going to be back on Monday, 2 a.m., all across the country again. We'll have take a look at the things going on over the weekend, see what's transpired, see if things have fired up again. We'll obviously be talking about Tropical Depression number 19. By that time, will be a storm. So stay dry if you're in the Florida area and the Gulf of Mexico. Stay dry. Keep your eyes in the sky. Have a great weekend, everybody. Remember, it's all about we the people here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We the people. God bless America. Stay safe. Stay healthy.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.